Hey, hope you're having a great morning. My name is Lena, and we're in Morning Minutes, Summer of Hope. We're in episode 11 in our series in the book of Psalms, and I promise you, Psalm 27 is one of my all-time favorite psalms, probably one of the first psalms that I memorized beginning to end on my own, by heart, and I love it. I've titled today's episode, Living Without Fear, and how many of us need this message today? So let me go ahead and read the psalm, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. The war rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cried aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait, I say, for the Lord. Man, this is so good. Living without fear. David is writing his heart out. It's one of the times when he was escaping, is when he was writing this. There's a theories as to which anointing that God anointed him when this was written. Anyway, regardless of when it was, it's clear that David felt some pressure, some opportunity to fear. The circumstances in his life were leaving him feeling alone and attacked. And in that sentiment, he turned to the Lord. Just been thinking and observing in our study so far, we're 11 episodes in. The Psalms are such a vertical book. It really is about seeing God for his goodness and his steadfast love. You know, we haven't talked a lot about the horizontal relationships because they simply are an outflow of your vertical understanding of who God is and who you are in him. I hope you're seeing that. Everything that you believe about God impacts the way that you treat others, how you view your people in your life, whether they're friends or enemies or parents who may have walked away from you like we see in the Psalms. So I want you to like me, as we get into these Psalms, to learn how to practice living without fear. And we do that when we embrace the same heart attitude that David has. So number one, when your understanding of who God is in place, fear has no place. We're talking about living without fear, and it starts by understanding who God is. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The center point of David's process of assimilating his safety and his enemies and how he interacts with them has to do with who he is in Christ. God is our light and salvation. He delivers us from our enemies. This is speaking about the spiritual deliverance. And of course, in David's case, God gave him physical deliverance, and he continues to do that in our lives today. God is our light illuminating our darkness. This is the point of he's my light and my salvation. You feel light the most, the darker it feels in your life. And so if you're going through a valley of shadow of death, God's light is a beacon shedding the path for you so that you know where to go. This is awesome. Our confidence is rooted in who God is and not in how strong we are. We are living in days where we are told that we're strong enough, we can do this on our own. We cannot. I have reached a conclusion in my life that no matter how hard I try, I will always be in a place where I'm not enough to do the work that God has for me to do and to face the circumstances that are in my life. And that confidence that you and I develop is rooted in the fact that God is our light and our salvation. So that's the first, understand who God is. Number two, when your priorities are in place, fear has no place. So first, understand who God is. Secondly, commit to have your priorities right. One of my favorite verses, one thing I've asked of the Lord. Guys, I did a whole podcast series a while back called The One Thing, and it was built on this verse. What is your one thing? What is your one thing when you wake up in the morning? What is your one thing when you go to bed at night? What is your one thing as you pursue your studies or your career or your relationships or marriage? What is your priority? And David, his priority was clear. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. His number one was God. When God is your number one priority, everything else becomes secondary and falls into place. When intimacy with God becomes your goal, all other goals fade away. You don't even hear, really, David talks about being king and anointed. I mean, his horizontal calling just seems secondary to this one obsession of his, which is to know God and be known by him. Intimacy grows as you meditate and fix your eyes upon the Lord. Intimacy grows in God's house among God's people. And, that's basically when your priorities is in place, fear has no place. And then the third point, and I'll end, when your belief in God's promise is in place, fear has no place. You see that David has certain promises. The last two verses, I think I've written more in the flyleaf of books that I've signed than any other verses. I love the New King James Version rendition. It says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Wait, I say on the Lord. Hey, that sentiment, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. All of our hope hinges on the goodness of God. It is because he is good that we can trust his promises. It is because he is faithful that we can rest a stake into the promises of God and wait for him to deliver. The waiting, instead of being a place of discouragement, becomes a place of courage. The waiting becomes a place of expectation, of confidence that God will do as he's promised and will act on my behalf in Christ. Hey, isn't it an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? If you haven't told anybody about this great Morning Minute podcast, whatever you want to call it, do it today. Share this with someone on Facebook, tweet it, leave a comment, tell me you like it. Just, I can use the encouragement. You guys can use the encouragement. Know that I'm praying for you, and I love you guys. I'll catch you tomorrow.